Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who's screaming from the rooftops for the big banks to help out America's small businesses, the Robin Hood of small business.
Now, don't be so with the banks. Hell, we fired our CEO and he barely got out with $50 million.
Poor man, is he okay?
Well, as okay as you can be in the north of France.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. My pleasure, as always, to continue to be with you. And I'm very excited about having our good friend Karen Post back on the show. Karen is a longtime member of our Brain Trust, and we got her right out of high school, folks. She came right out of high school and became part, one of our friends. She's the author of Brain Tattoo. She's the author of the new book Brand Turnaround. She's known as the Branding Diva. But we call her our friend, Karen Post. Welcome back to the show.
Thanks. I'm glad we're growing young together. I love that.
That's exactly right. Yeah. Karen, thanks for hanging out with me. It's good to talk to you again. We're glad you're here. One of the things I know you've been working on lately with your clients is how to gain and maintain momentum. And you know, a lot of small businesses out there, a lot of businesses in general, I read about large companies and small ones. They're hanging in there. They found a way to be, you know, to survive in the new normal that we have. And maybe they're even growing a little bit. Most companies. Some companies are growing more than that, but most companies are just kind of eking out a little bit of growth. But if there's one thing that there doesn't seem to be a lot of these days for a lot of folks is momentum. How do we get that?
Well, you know, Jim, this whole idea of momentum came, you know, I'm a tennis player and I've been down in some really serious matches and I've been coming back and I've been looking at how does this happen? And then I thought, how does this also apply to business? And momentum is really magic. I mean, it's the most phenomenal thing that can happen and you can actually create it. So I looked back and I thought, well, what's pulling me out of these games and what can I use in my business? And there's some real simple steps. The first thing is you've got to find your passion again. Like as entrepreneurs, sometimes we get worn down. We get frustrated when things aren't working. But if you just remind yourself of why you're doing this, what you love, like in my tennis game, I love to compete. In business, I love to compete. And you kind of get rezoned into that passion. That's the first step. Then the second thing you've got to do is you've got to decide, commit, and resolve. That means you got to make decisions, have no doubts. You've got to be, you have to have intention, full intention. And that's a big part. And I even use things like silly mantras every morning. You know, I wake up and I say things to myself, kind of like I've got my own cheerleading squad, and that works. And then you've got to take immediate, consistent, massive action, like sense of urgency needs to kick in. And when you start doing these things, it's amazing how things will start working for you.
Right. You know, as you were talking about that, Karen, I couldn't help but think about the quote from Mark Twain where he said, reports of my death are greatly exaggerated. And you were talking talking about being down in a tennis match or being, you know, being behind the curb, the eight ball in business or whatever, and you know, I was thinking about my own business. I mean, people have sat down and started writing the obituary of Jim Blasingame's business career more than once, and I proved it to be a futile exercise for them eventually, and because of what you said, the things that you just said, you know, you got to talk, you know what I think, Karen? I think the first thing you have to do if you're gonna get momentum, especially when you've really gone deep, you've really gone down, you know, you're down two sets to love, 5-0, 40 love in the last match of the championship. When you're all, there's one more point and you're out. When you get to that point, if you don't believe in yourself, I don't think you can make it. What do you think? I think that's the first thing.
Oh, you're right. And you know, when I get down in those situations and down in business, there's usually a pattern of things that you're doing over and over again, and you kind of keep on losing the same point. So you got to go, whoa, what adjustments do I need to make? And then you cannot be afraid to make those changes. And, you know, change is hard for people sometimes, but if you do things the way you've been doing them, you're going to get the same result, and that other person is going to get the point, or your competition is going to get the next customer. So, you know, this sounds goofy, but I'm telling you, it works. I have come back so many matches recently that I'm even shocked at myself, but I followed this formula.
Well, as long as you've got a chance to take another swing, as long as there's another point open, as long as you've got any kind of an opportunity, you can come back. And I'll tell you what, Karen, I am living proof that you can be as far in the hole in the marketplace as you can get and come back. I am living proof of that. Karen Post is our guest. I'm Jim Blassingame. It's 20 till. We're going to come back and talk some more about momentum after these messages. Stay with us.
Bury the bottle, mama. It's grapefruit wine.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.